Truly Winnie. Jennifer Richard Jacobson. Illustrated by Alyssa Imra Geis. Read by Laura Hamilton. Chapter 1.
It says here that I should have 6 pairs of shorts, said Winnie, but I only have 5.
Oh, said Mr. Fletcher. It's too late to buy another pair now. Do you have any pants that are too small?
Winnie hunted through her drawers. She pulled out a pair of jeans that she had grown too tall for.
How about these?
Perfect, said Winnie's father.
He held the pants up to Winnie, then pulled out scissors from Winnie's desk drawer and cut the bottom of the legs off.
There, he said. 6 pairs of shorts.
Winnie held the shorts up. One leg was a little longer than the other. She waited for her dad to leave the room and then placed the shorts at the very bottom of the pile. Winnie took another look at the list the camp had sent.
I think that's all I need, she called out.
Not so fast, said her father. He returned with a roll of duct tape. Here's one more thing no camper should be without.
Winnie looked at her overflowing trunk. Would other girls bring duct tape, as she and her father called it? She doubted it. But Winnie was used to being different from other girls.
Thanks, Dad, she said, and stuffed the tape into a corner.
Hey there, said a voice behind Winnie.
Winnie knew without even turning that it was Vanessa.
Winnie and Vanessa lived in the same house.